bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we look at your word, I pray, O God, that you will give us the words you want us to hear, the manner in which you want us to hear them, O Lord. And Lord, help us to serve you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture text for today is found in John chapter 20, beginning at verse 19 through 33. Let us stand at the reading of God's holy word. Then the same day, that at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, the called a twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My God and my Lord." And Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. These were thy words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us in the truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. You may be seated. As we look at this portion of Scripture, we see so very plainly of what happens after death. We see Jesus came and stood with the disciples, and the door was locked. So it gives us a somewhat idea of how our bodies will be when we are resurrected or when we have the immortal bodies. They'll be like Christ. Paul says, "We do not know how we will be changed, but we know we will be changed and we'll become just like Christ." And so we see that he could go through walls, and yet his body was bone and flesh just like ours. Yet it's an immortal body. So how does this work? We aren't sure, and it's a mystery which will be revealed to us in time. If we look back into our Old Testament lesson, we see that Job was being tested by Satan. Satan was trying to get Job to deny and curse God. And God had said he believed Job would not do that. Yet when everything was taken from Job and Job's wife told him, "Why don't you just curse the day you were born?" And Job said to his wife, "You know, we've been blessed by God, and God has given us riches beyond all measure. Yet we should not criticize or condemn him, because God gives and God takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. And he would not curse God, and he would not deny his faith in the Lord God himself. So we see in the epistle lesson that John tells us that if we have Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have a seal put upon us. That seal is the Holy Spirit. That seal is one in which it seals us, because the Holy Spirit comes into us as we have repented from our sins and we have asked God or Christ to be our Lord and Savior, realizing what he did on Calvary's cross for us, that he gave himself, that he hung up on that cross, that he asked God to forgive us of all our sins, because we didn't realize what was going on at that time, and many times today we still don't realize when we're sinning or we're going against God's will. Yet we know that we have Christ living in us, and the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a seal and God's testimony that we are his children. That by believing in Christ and having him as our personal Lord and Savior, we can know that we belong to him and he is our personal Lord. He is the one that we will serve all the days of our life, that he's the one we will be willing to give our lives for if this is what the case is. So then we see this happening more and more throughout the world today, that Satan is doing everything he can to destroy what God has made. And as he comes out with his demons, and as he comes out with them and he tries to get people to go against Christ, we find that the true Christian, the one that believes in and has faith in God alone and in what he has said and what he has done, we trust in that above all things. We are willing to put our complete physical life on that, as well as our spiritual life, that he sent Jesus into the world to die for the sins of the world. And by doing that, we give our allegiance to Christ, that in faith we know that we must believe, we must trust that it is God and God alone who saves, because he sent his Son Jesus Christ into the world. As John tells us too, he says those that don't accept Christ or don't have him as their personal Lord and Savior will not only reject him, but they will pay the penalty as they stand before the throne of God one day. We find that many times people want to try and do things their own way, and it might not be the way God wants them to do it. Yet we want to do it our own way sometimes, and we don't seek God's will in our life. We don't seek, is this what you want me to do, Lord? And the Lord will move us in such a way that we can live our daily lives in our jobs or in our homes, wherever we are, proclaiming Christ and Christ alone in all things, that it is Christ who is first and foremost in all that we say or do, that we ask for his guidance each day. We thank him for watching over us and keeping us, that our faith would not falter, but that we would have the strength and that the Holy Spirit would help us day by day. We see, too, in the epistle lesson where it says there's three that bears witness in heaven and three that bears witness on earth. We find that in heaven it's the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. On earth, we find that Jesus is the Word of God. He came in the flesh. We are regenerated in baptism and renewed in baptism of the Holy Spirit coming into us, and that we are to teach all people then how to live for the Lord, and that they must have Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that it is through this, their faith in Christ, their faith in having Jesus first and foremost in all things, that we are regenerated as we accept Jesus Christ and as we have him as our personal Lord and Savior. We see in the text for today that Thomas did not believe, and he says, I will not believe unless I can see and feel the handprints or the nail prints and put my hand into his side. John tells us in the gospel, in the epistles of John, that we have handled, that the apostles had handled the word of God as well as being with him and seeing all of his work. And we can see Thomas, when Jesus came, he says, Thomas, because you did not believe, I want you to see and feel the handprints or the prints of the nails, and I want you to put your hand into my side where the spear went in. There you believe. And Thomas says, my Lord and my God. Jesus says to him, Thomas, because you have believed, you have accepted me as your personal Lord and Savior. And then Jesus goes on and he says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it and believe. Those are the ones that they are blessed because they are having their faith and their trust put into the confidence that everything in Scripture is true, that what we have done on the cross of Calvary is true. And they are putting their full assurance into saying, Lord Jesus, I accept you for what you have done on the cross of Calvary, and I will follow you all the days of my life, knowing that your blood shed for me is part of that forgiveness of sins, that you have covered my sins, and that they are no longer known to God because I have you as my personal Lord and Savior. And God then has forgiven me of my sins and cast them from me. For those who reject Christ, they will find that they will end up in eternity of hellfire and brimstone. They find that they have committed the unpardonable sin. And that unpardonable sin is that they reject Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. That by rejecting him, they have put him underfoot. They have heard the word, yet they will not accept it and they will not believe in it. There are many people in the world like that today. I remember one man I went to visit one time in the hospital. And he had told me, I'd asked him if I could read and pray. And he said, yes, go ahead and do it. But you're wasting your time. He says, I do not believe anything you are going to say or what you're going to read. So I read and I prayed. And he said, thank you. But you have wasted your time and you could have been doing it for something else and using it in a better way than reading and praying when that's not true. That man died not so long later. I do not know if he ever changed his tune or if he ever changed his belief, but I do know this, that we as God's children have to, when we have the opportunity, and that's to plant the Word of God, and then we let the Holy Spirit work its work in a mighty way in these people. God says, I will give you the words to speak and the actions to say, and we have to follow him in that way. We know there are many people today that will reject Jesus Christ because they feel what they want today is all that they're going to get in life. They do not look to eternity, and they do not look forward to death or anything like that. And many of them, I have talked to people, not only in the nursing homes and hospitals, but even other people that will not acknowledge that they have only been given so many days in which to live. They want to not only see the progress of their hands, but what they get, they say, I'm going to leave the world in a better way than I found it. And you ask them how they found it, and they say, well, we're living in it today, and I want to make it better. So what are you going to do to make it better? well, they aren't really sure, but they're going to try and live a good life and help people, but they will not acknowledge Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior. They will not take upon themselves to read the Scripture, and they will not want to listen to you when you tell them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that it is through Him and Him alone that you have eternal life. They do not want to hear any of that because they want to feel that what they're doing is good enough. And many of them will tell you that what they do on earth is all that counts, yet you explain to them that they live for eternity and that the beginning of life for them is when they were born, but it never ends. Their physical life may end, but their spiritual life continues on forever and forever. Their spirit will live in either heaven or in hell. And you try and explain this to them, and this is what Jesus was telling Thomas. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and believe, but they have not seen as you have seen. You have worked, he tells Thomas, with me for 3 years, and you have seen the many miracles that I have done. You have seen the works of my hands, and you have been part of all of this, yet you did not believe until you seen me again in the flesh, where you could put your fingers in the prints of the nails and your hand into where the spear had went into my body. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are those who are willing to give their heart and their life to Jesus Christ because of how you live or the witness that you have given for Christ himself. We can see then our faith is growing, our trusting in Christ is growing as we read and study the word each day. It's in repentance that we get faith, and it's in repentance that we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We do this, and the Holy Spirit seals us onto the day of redemption as we walk with Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior, day by day. This is what Job was saying. He says, even though my body will rot and my skin will decay in the grave, I know I will see my Savior face to face in that day in heaven. He could see the calling and the end of time for himself when he would stand before Christ and before God and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We see, as we would read, if we were to read through Job, that God told Job, if you pray for your friends, I will keep harm from them. But if they don't ask you to pray for them and to forgive them of what they have done and how they have treated you, I will punish them. And Job prayed for his friends, and God blessed them as well as blessing Job with twice as much as what he had before he was tried by Satan himself. God sometimes lets us be tried. Sometimes God will let us go through what we call trials and tribulations even. But if we are to trust in God and call upon him day by day, we will find that every day is a day in which we can bless the Lord. Every day when we wake up, we say, praise the Lord, this is the day he has made, as David said. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, that day may bring things that we don't want. That day may bring things we don't like. Yet it is a day God has given us to work and to live for him that particular day and to show his love and his kindness to those round about us, that people would see Christ in us and glorify him. We can know this, and that this is what we see too when John was saying, there are many things that are written or that Christ did that are not written in the Bible. We can know that Christ did so many things that if John, like John says, if we were to write them all down, the world would not hold the books of what Christ had done. because Christ created the heavens and the earth in the first place. He was there, and in the beginning God created, or the triune God. He says, let us make man in our own image, and he did that. Then man failed the test of serving God. He failed the test of choice, and he chose evil. Evil came into the world, and God sent Jesus, his son, to take and combat that evil and to give us a way back to him, and that's through having his son as our personal Lord and Savior. Are we willing then to give ourselves daily to Christ, saying, Lord, help me today and every day not only to have your peace and understanding, but help me to live in such a way that people will see you in me and glorify you, that I can have the words you want me to speak and to the person you want me to speak them to, that in heaven we know we will have eternal life and eternal bliss. We find then, too, that God will say, I will be with you and I will keep you, praying each day, thanking him for what he has given us and helping us through the day. We can be in a constant prayer before God every day and all day in a mode of prayer, not walking around necessarily with our hands folded, but in prayer in our spiritual body, asking God to watch over us and help us for each situation that comes into our life that particular day. And God will do that. At night, we should be willing to sit down and thank him and to praise him for all the glory he has given us that day, for helping us and giving us the thoughts and the words to say to those around about us, that they would realize that they need Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. It is disheartening sometimes to come to people and they will tell you that all that matters in the world is what they can get or what they can do themselves, and they want a works righteousness, not giving God any glory. Those that gives God the glory, we find, are much more peaceful, and they're the ones that are willing to serve God day and night and let God live in their hearts and in their lives. So as we look at Thomas, are we seeing and believing, or are we not seeing, but yet we believe because we believe Christ came into the world, gave himself on the cross, and as he hung on the cross, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. As the darkness fell over the earth and light came again, he says, it is finished, and he gave up his spirit into God's hands. And God, from that point on, forgives us of our sins as we come to the cross of Christ, asking him to forgive us of our sins and become our Lord and Savior day by day, so we can live for him. Even though physically we have not seen him, we know he is our Lord. We know he is our Savior. We are willing to give our lives for him, because we not only believe what Scripture says, we put our physical life on the line if we have to, for it, to give God all the glory, all the honor. And we are only sinners forgiven by grace, and by those sinners forgiven by grace, we want to thank God in all that we say or do. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would be with each one of us today. Help us, O God, to realize that it is faith that saves us and our trusting in you that helps our Christian life to grow. Lord, we thank you for the abundant life you have given us. And Lord, we know you'll give us more and more abundance day by day as we trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us turn to 445.
great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the